Now, the rest of the story. Bill's office was open for business most any day, but Sundays he regretted it. For Sunday morning was the morning Bill's partner played babysitter for his own babies, his own three small sons. The fellow's wife regularly attended church, something that did not particularly interest him, but his children much interested him, so doting daddy that he was, this colleague of Bill's would bring his boys to work, an otherwise peaceful environment which the little ones promptly conspired to destroy. They'd empty bookshelves, scattering their contents in all directions. They'd make darts of writing pens, which they flung madly into the walls. They'd empty anything indelible onto anything important, preferably irreplaceable business papers. And as they defaced and dismantled the premises, to say nothing of Bill's peace of mind, Bill whispered to himself a vow that he would never allow this again. Oh, of course he did. Out of respect and probably sympathy for his partner, every nettlesome, nerve-wracking Sunday morning. I wish I could wring the necks of these brats and pitch them out of the windows, he once exclaimed, beyond earshot of their father. It was a sentiment shared by practically everyone who knew them. The house at the corner of 8th and Jackson where they lived was on that account less a domicile than a war zone. To heighten the drama, Bobby, the eldest, often ran away from home, a ritual dependably punctuated by the boy's frantic mother dashing out the front door and shrieking to the neighborhood, "Bobby's lost!" And while true enough, the condition was never permanent, much to the dismay of those on whom he and his brothers, Willie and Tommy, played their disruptive pranks. For they as one stampeded family gatherings, terrorized public transportation, left a wake of destruction, and otherwise drove those with whom they even briefly came in contact to helpless distraction. And it was virtually exclusively their father's fault. For incredibly, he delighted in his children's mayhem, in some cases even encouraged it. During one train trip, a passenger later reported that Dad had, quote, aided and abetted the mischief. For with those reckless, carefree youngsters, he became one of them, and inasmuch he denied them nothing. Years hence, his partner Bill, his law partner William H. Herndon, regaled the world with the tales of their law practice and of the two-story oak-framed house at the corner of 8th and Jackson where pandemonium reigned, and of the Sunday morning invasions of their law office by young savages unrestrained. For the boy's father, Springfield, Illinois attorney Abraham Lincoln would one day be hailed as the great reuniter of a nation, a president who against all odds restored utter order to the most fearful cultural chaos. But there was one rebellion beyond even Abe Lincoln's control. Only now you know the rest of the story.